AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, it's time for another episode of Big Facts. Of course, DJ Scream right here. My brother Big Bank is here. Jade is here, blessed and highly favored and happy as usual. What's she so happy about, Jade? You got your...
I'm just glad to be here, man. Me and my dog, man. All my dogs.
Okay.
No, my dogs.
Yeah, everybody, don't worry. Go ahead, bro. You eat Oreo, bro.
Goodness.
Nah,
not on camera, please.
Legit, bro.
Not on camera, please. Everybody's well. Listen. So, more than we can even express, you know what I'm saying, we always like to salute and show our gratitude to our Big Facts supporters, you know what I'm saying? So big shouts out to all of them. Now, on social media, we be looking at different shit that people want us to chop it up about. And somebody posed a real solid topic and question. Can you make it to the top without selling out? And if you do make it to the top, can you stay at the top without selling out? Is it possible? Can you make it to the top without selling out? Is that possible? Can you get all the way to Jay-Z status or who's the biggest actor? I don't know what. Denzel Washington or some shit. Can you make it to the top?
What'd you think, LG?
Without selling out.
Niggas gonna call you a fuck nigga no matter what you do, but what's selling out though? We got to say what's selling out because everybody got their own opinion.
It's going against your code, some shit that you just would not do. You just ain't going to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Some niggas ain't got no codes, though, Scream. So what code? What are you?
I'm saying like, okay, somebody wants you to play a snitch in the movie. Fat check. But you got to play the snitch. You got to own it. You got to be the snitch. Like, you got to be that. Fat check.
How you gotta be a snitch in a movie?
Because when you go do a movie, you gotta get in the character, right?
Then the character is a job.
If the character's a job.
So you saying for who though? Like for who? Like for a nigga that's an actor? How the fuck he not gonna go play a snitch?
An actor.
That's acting. That's not a
Can we get to the top? If we not gonna do certain shit, can we get all the way to the top? We could be successful.
If going to the top involves Black doing that,
not even just that. I'm just saying,
the fuck
in general,
I ain't bring that shit back up.
In
bro.
General,
you just roll with y'all. Y'all nigga high, bro.
High.
Ain't nobody doing. Hey, look, what I'm
selling out.
Bro, this is what I'm trying to say.
Selling out your people. That's another term.
Selling out your people.
Give an
selling out your people.
Like give
what?
An example.
You sell out Jay. You sell out somebody that's real close to you for some money.
We not doing that.
They ain't never doing that.
Yeah, we not
selling
doing
out.
That.
Now I'm just trying
Period.
To break out to what selling out is.
See, that's what I'm saying.
It's
got
to be extreme.
That's different, though.
It's got to be
that's
extreme.
Different, know what I'm saying? Like,
it ain't different. It's selling out.
Nah, that's selling out.
Yeah.
That is selling out. What I'm saying is different when you were saying in the beginning, like, when a nigga do certain shit for like a movie role or some shit, like
you walk around now. Superfly, what was his name? Superfly.
Hmm.
What was your name of Superfly?
Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol.
Oh yeah.
Right? Niggas fuck with Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
Like it's a solid role.
Yeah.
You want to act more, do more movies, right? But it's certain shit you just not gonna do. It's
Facts.
Certain scripts you gonna turn
Facts.
Down.
Yeah, I'm That's turning down I'm plenty of scripts though.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is. That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
So how we gonna say if another nigga sold out, cause that's what he do, he's a born actor. He don't have an image.
We ain't even talking about the actor. We talking about what did you do? Did you go against your moral code to get there? And it can be rapping.
I get it. I get it. See, I'm trying to get what you're saying.
Right.
Like selling out my people saying that D-folk can't eat with me. I got to do. No.
Right.
Not when they ain't did nothing to me. You get what I'm saying?
So for the people watching that one,
like, but it's some niggas that I will say
they
wanna fuck, though.
They want to be. They want to be.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you got nigga cake because it's going to be niggas with stories everywhere feeling like a nigga owe you because they know you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So how niggas could be still somewhere.
You gonna be a fuck nigga to somebody.
Body. That's what I'm saying. Regardless. Sure. That's what I'm trying to get out.
We've established that in prior episodes.
No matter what you do.
We've established that in prior episodes of Big Facts.
So it don't matter, like they're gonna talk regardless, but you gonna know in your heart when I shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
I ain't finna make that kind of move on purpose.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's what sellout is.
I ain't finna make that kind of move ever on purpose, like I know and I don't shouldn't be walking to me. Nah.
So have you already accepted that you can be very, very, very successful, but you might not make it to the top?
I'm straight. Fuck the top. I used to be on top of Mason.
What the fuck is the top?
I used to be on top of Mason and Chipotle.
Yeah, for sure.
You get what I'm saying? So I already been on the top. Mm. I ain't give a fuck. I'm straight.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I live my life normal, happy.
Yes. Amen, I agree.
Good spirits. We want to move up in life every year, but hey, man, if it don't come, I'm happy how mine turned out.
Some people, I think.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be already like, niggas be saying, bro, when I got them, but when we get on the jet, boy, we going to be turnt. Nah, we turnt now. Mm. We living in our moment, nigga. We living your moment, nigga.
Mm.
You know how many niggas fucked up?
Yeah.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? You know how many niggas ain't got shit going on for real? Mm. Nigga, live in your moment just because you got 100 or 200,000 or whatever, 500,000, whatever you got, 10,000. Mm. That don't mean you ain't living it. Nigga, how you make that 10? Nigga, live in that moment.
Mm-hmm. I always say,
niggas got to pat themselves on the back, bro.
I always say,
you get what I'm saying?
I think you winning.
But that goes back.
So you already on the top.
Yeah, and I think you winning if you can look in the mirror.
But
I always say the mirror
check.
If you can look in the mirror and know,
yeah, I'm all right.
Like he's saying,
you do got to do some shite shit to get to that top.
Elaborate. Elaborate.
Like Trump them top. You know, you got to be done put out some black families on the streets and all that. You gonna have to be done did some bullshit.
What about the music industry top?
But doing bullshit is not selling out. I can't. That's two different things. Every nigga done did bullshit. But how you gonna call that sellout if that's what my character? Fuck another nigga. I'm trying to come up. You got some nigga think like that.
What I'm saying, I think that...
Who with me? Who ain't
fucking? Some people be like, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of people like that.
Selling out to get to the top to the point of your most priceless thing might be your soul. Some people will sell their soul. They don't...
Or they'll go visit that back room.
Whatever that may be. That's what I'm saying. Some people... I want to go to the top by any means necessary. By any and all means. There are some people like that.
I ain't got that.
I don't want it that bad.
Man. Like, they can have it.
Yeah, like, nah.
I'm straight. I'm on the same shit.
But you can't put a nigga, you gotta ask a desperate nigga that, though.
I don't even think it's desperate. It's just some people that will do it. You know there's the people that will do anything.
And you can't even knock a nigga that will go to the back room because they might not have been raised right.
That's on them. What I'm saying is...
Yeah, they don't... Nobody might not have never taught them that going in the back room was wrong.
What's in that back room?
That room be a lot of things.
Listen to what I'm saying. If motherfuckers will simply go pick up their phone and go to social media and do some bullshit and sell their soul for attention or likes, then there's motherfuckers out here that will...
But you can't... But we got to get out. We got to see... No, I'm glad we got this young nigga coming in here.
Tusi.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The boy Tusi. Like,
young nigga talk. So we got... certain shit is not going on now. It is not going to go back to that. We're not going to go back to the hippity-hoppity, beep-boppity. We're not about to go back to that. Same shit that we know, these young kids ain't finna go back to that, bro.
I feel what you're
saying.
Because
they doing the shit they way. Like, I ain't saying it's real. Because I done been in the street doing shit different from what our OG was doing. We were doing different shit, bullshit, too. Mm. Riding in hot box, riding around doing bullshit, you know what I'm saying, making trap hot. Niggas were looking at us like we were doing the wrong shit then. Mm.
Yeah.
So it's like, and we still became whatever and did whatever the fuck we did. So you got to let the young niggas just, it's just how it go. That ain't even selling their soul on Instagram. That the way niggas is making it off that shit.
No, look.
So that's how they look. I ain't saying it's wrong or right.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
There's some people making it off it. But what I'm saying is.
Go ahead.
Selling out. Let's get back to the question.
We got to clarify what selling out is.
Can you make it to the top? You said you made it to the top of Mason, right?
I came from the top of Mason.
You came from the top of Mason, but you had to. Okay. Got you.
So that mean I already, it don't, it can't, everything I do every day I wake up, man, some money come to my Cash App or to my goddamn, a wire transfer or a business, email. You send me an email, this person send me an email, bro, that shit is a blessing from what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I count my shit, like, I don't give a fuck what it is, nigga. If I was in the street, nigga, if I made goddamn, if I came home and I had a $100 profit, nigga, nigga, I'm living in that moment, nigga. That mean I'm going up. I got $100 more than I had yesterday. I'm going up.
Love it.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that's where the nigga got to be on that one. Like, so it's like, if you
greed,
greed. If you a greedy nigga would do anything.
That's what I'm saying. To stay there. I feel like you can make it to your top. It might not be the top.
Yeah.
But you can make it to your top.
Like, whatever that is.
You don't know what type of problem come with them niggas who at that tip top. Like, nigga like Lionel Richie. He probably, niggas, they say Lionel Richie don't even know nobody in their family. Nobody, like. He moved to Hollywood to fuck everybody. Like, I don't know y'all. I don't know nobody.
He got him on salary, not leave me alone.
No.
Leave me alone.
I don't know y'all, man. I don't know nobody, man. You got to think, bro, them folk be that big, bro. You can't trust nobody. I don't know nobody,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, facts, facts.
So how does it work for
that shit probably miserable, bro. Michael Jackson, them like, where they cousins and shit was back in the day? Like, we only seen the mothers, the daughters, the sisters, and the brothers, and the fathers.
Yeah.
Like, what? Them niggas probably can't even have cousins and shit, bro.
I think after...
You know, super successful people, though, you don't see Oprah with a mob of people.
In the movie, like, after they got finished playing with that...
Yeah, well, Oprah's family.
We just start seeing Stedman.
It was done. After they got
you seen Oprah's family before?
Stedman.
I'm saying her family. Like, I saw Thanksgiving or some shit.
No.
Oprah got Gail.
Stepping again.
But know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it be, bro.
It go from...
When you don't want that top, they say that shit lonely. That shit real.
Nah, I read some shit where it's like, I guess when you get to that level, you don't really have, like, family. You have employees. Everybody works for Oprah.
Because you don't believe... Don't you don't. It becomes to the fact that, like, when you take care of everybody, you don't believe the love. So, like, I might well disconnect myself. Because this shit fake. I don't believe shit. Like, nigga, if I start goddamn say, if I say no one time, then how you gonna, am I still gonna be big, bro? You know what I'm saying? If I'm yes, you gonna goddamn, you know what I'm saying? You gonna love me to death.
Yeah.
Soon as I start trying to do anything that's positive for me or what's going on with me, that shit leaves you out. You start seeing yourself moving out the picture, then it's fuck you. That's just how this shit go. Imagine how many, like, all that money you got, you know how many money them folks got, you know how many steps in life and shit you got to go through, sacrifice, fuck, to deal with it. Woo. Man, that shit probably, man,
I would love just...
But I'm ready to go through it, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being 100. I'm already built, I'm already designed for that, though, just being 100. Like,
yeah. I don't think you got it in you, though. For your loyalty and your family, regardless of how much money, to fuck over your family.
I ain't gonna fuck them over, but you know, I could disconnect from some of my people, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gotta fuck with y'all every day. I got that kind of money.
Jay looking like,
get these folks $10,000 a month. Not you, Jay. I'm talking about people that I don't really see.
Yeah,
you know
how I mean?
You know when you get that kind of money, how many cousins you get?
Yeah.
How many family members you get? How many everybody start loving you get that kind of money?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, okay, cool. But before we do the fake love, we ain't gotta do that. I tell you what. You need $5,000 a month to live. You need 10. You need this. You need that. Okay, we're gonna have a fund set up for my people. I ain't even leave y'all out, though. Okay, if you got sense, who got sense can do some shit?
Yeah.
And
other than that, what I'm picking up the phone every day to be friends for when I know you don't want nothing but some money.
Might be
I gotta have a whole hour conversation for you to do like that little meme. Let me borrow $20. Let me borrow $20. I gotta do all that, man. Fuck all that. I'm finna have your money already set up for you, pimp.
They got your 40, pimp.
Yeah, as soon as I see you, we ain't gotta talk about nephew, you looking good, nephew. Yeah, you always keep some pretty girls. Yeah.
That should be priceless.
Your side for me.
That should be priceless to them, though.
Huh?
That should be priceless to them.
What? The father?
The
end of the shit was the money, bro. That's all the folk really wanted was the money, man.
Some rare instances.
My nephew think he all that. But this shit, Jay, bro. Family will do you the same. Bro,
no,
this shit deadly, bro. 2020 should have never came.
Oh, man.
This shit should have never came, bro. This shit done turned into, bro. This shit's weird, Jack.
Yeah. What if they just want a phone call? What if they just want a phone call from bank?
The fuck I'm finna be talking to you about?
They didn't want that, but I'm saying the people that love you.
I don't even talk on the phone to my. I'm just fucked up.
No, you're not a phone Nigga, but what I'm saying is,
I can text you like a motherfucker. Like, learn how to text.
Text nigga.
I can text. I don't want to just sit there, because that shit take too much of my attention. My mind be thinking about so much shit, so just too much.
Yeah, I feel you. What I'm saying is, on the other end, they might just want that phone call.
Who?
I call family members in the country.
Man, well, I wasn't raised how you raised, Green. These folks is some bullshit around my way, bro.
You said,
I'm telling you, bro, these folks are bullshit. You just on the phone. I'm finna call that nigga and see how he act. You know, I got that kind of family, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody done talk, but auntie done talk to this person. This, you know, oh, he don't even got damn like my comments on Facebook. I don't even got no Facebook. He been in the movie, nigga, waiting on you to act funny.
Yeah.
Like, you see, I come from that kind of shit, bro. Nigga, waiting on you to act funny, even your aunties or your cousins, whoever, bro. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck
I got you.
How they feel about it, bro. I'm just being real. Like, I got too you. Many people. Them folk don't give a fuck about you, bro. Where y'all were when that kid was down, I fucked up.
Facts.
On 47.
Facts.
Yeah, I fuck with them, man. That's how I look at this shit, bro.
Facts.
I don't hold grudge none of that shit, bro. I just look at shit for what it is, bro. Once you do that, it is what it is. Not with anybody. Like, anybody, like, if a person can't tell you, once again, I'm gonna stick on it. If a person can't tell you how they feel, you can't trust them.
Facts.
How the fuck I can trust you? You ain't never, me and you ain't never told me, like, man, you went too far. What the fuck wrong with you? You said the wrong shit or got offended off some shit I said. How you gonna never not get offended? I can't never offend you.
Right.
So you, boy, you lying. I know I be on some bullshit sometimes. I might call your phone back, like, what the fuck you at? Ooh, you ain't gonna never be like, bro, what the fuck wrong with you? Never?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? You yeah. fake hell.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that shit today? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just fake. Or tell a nigga, like, bro, I don't want to, I ain't, whatever the fuck.
I don't want to hear that shit today.
Yeah, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do it. I ain't even gonna answer for you.
People who got a backbone.
You get what I'm saying? Like, this shit just real, bro. Like, shit just fake as fuck, bro.
You can make it to your top.
Because anything you do, you're going to be a sellout. Anything you do in this world we come from, bro, this world we living in, you're going to be judged. They put this shit, put your life on the fucking, on data, what that shit is, on the worldwide web. Mm-hmm. Man, like, no matter what you're going to do, like, I seen a nigga Thug say on Instagram, like, when I go on this shit made me depressed or whatever. Like, that shit real, bro. Like, they speaking about all this mental health shit now, all that shit. That shit real, bro. A nigga be fucked up, make up an own fucked up horror movie in your own brain. Off
facts.
Name.
Facts.
When that shit ain't even it. All this shit you worrying about and thinking about never come to pass. So you just doing what? Stretching yourself for shit.
So that's what we concluded. You can make it to your top. Fuck everybody else's top. And be good with your people and your family and your loyal ones.
But you can't, the key to that is, you can't compare your top to anybody else's top.
Exactly.
That's how you get
that's
lost.
That's why it's your top.
Yeah.
If somebody make $50,000 a year and they feeding their family.
Man, I know some happy ass niggas, bro, who ain't got all that shit, who happy about they shit. Like, bro, I just got them paid my house all last year. Mm-hmm. I got two trucks. My daughter just went to school. And her car, the only car nut we got, bro, we just living. Mm-hmm. Like, and them folk living.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then I know some niggas who got all the money in the world.
Not happy.
Pulling their hat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. Like, so, is you ready for the top? That's what that nigga should have asked.
Mm-hmm.
Is niggas really ready for the top? Mm-hmm. Nah, real shit, though, bro. Like, bro, you don't, because niggas ain't even in the middle yet having problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With shit that'll really goddamn stick on your heart or fuck with you if you're a weak nigga.
I think you gotta have a certain type of heart because, see, that's the thing. That's why I think they say it's lonely at the top.
And then, like, when you coming up, it's so much shit that can taint your heart.
I was just telling somebody that the other day.
When you on your way up the ladder, it's so much shit that can taint your heart that by the time you get here, you really don't give a fuck.
Tootsie about to pull up on us on Big Facts. You know what it is? It's going down. Make sure
that's
y'all
the B-side talking.
Yeah.
Nah.
Make sure y'all rock with us, www.bigfactspod.com. Let's go.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's the voice of DJ Screen. What up, Big Bank? What up, Jade? It's time for another episode of Big Facts. We got our partner up in here. Go by the name of Tootsie. Tootsie has joined us for a Big Facts conversation. What's up? What's up, my brother?
Screen with the artist.
How you been, man? Talk to us a little bit. Let's start off by talk to us about your rise to success, your rise to fame, how long you've been doing music, what motivated you to do music, you know what I'm saying? Give us a little background if somebody not familiar with your movement.
Shit, I've been working, man. Shit. I've been doing music for about taking it serious. I'll say about 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, 3 years. I don't know. I'm from Syracuse, New York. Stay in Raleigh, North Carolina, though.
So you from Syracuse?
Yeah, I'm from Syracuse, upstate. Where it's cold at.
Yeah. Like the Carolinas, bro, we always talk about how there's so much talent there. Like, it's niggas with so much talent. Uh-huh. Do you think like now is just the time where everybody's paying attention to the Carolinas? Because y'all been hard. Yeah. Y'all been having hard rappers for a minute, but it seems like it's all coming together now.
Yeah, you know how it is. You know, when you got somebody who come up out of, you know, your section, like Baby from Carolinas, feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It opened doors. And labels start looking, people start looking like, all right, like, who else coming up out of this
from
area?
From that area.
Yeah, that we missing, mm-hmm. for sure. So, yeah, that's really how it was. But Baby opened the door for a lot of us, you mm-hmm. know? And the people who took advantage of it. And, you know, there's still people taking advantage of it. But the people who don't, you know, they gonna stand where they at.
Well, you say advantage, like, well, let me just say, like, you feel like the scene, you feel like people are unified there, everybody's kind of like together. Not everybody, but.
When I wouldn't say everybody unified. I definitely would say that we can get a little bit better with it.
Mm.
It's not like Atlanta, it's not like, you know, Texas, it's not like, feel me, we still, because we ain't really used to having a light like this. You know, mm-hmm. we do over in North Carolina. And if, you know, shit, all we had was Petey Pablo and motherfucking Baby.
Mm.
Other than that, we ain't had nobody else.
Mm.
So for sure, like, it's like, it ain't really nothing to be unified about unless it's a game.
Mm.
You know? So shit, we just not. I feel that's what I'm saying, like with Baby, like with BDB, like, if you ever, like, really watch how they move militant. Feel me? So, like, I feel like he definitely shed light on what we got going on. And I feel like it's definitely starting to become more unified. Feel me? Because a lot of people don't know, like, when I first got into it and everybody, like, started knowing who I was, me and Baby, we still signed to the same label, but mm-hmm. we never used to, like, communicate that much, like, or nothing like that. I was on tour with him a few times, but we ain't never used to communicate like that.
Why?
You know, he had his own thing going on. You feel what I'm saying? He had his own thing going on. I had my own thing going on. It wasn't like, you know,
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It wasn't like beef or no shit like that. It was the distance.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, Big Bro just had his own thing going on. You feel me? He was, you know, he at the time he was the biggest artist in the world. Feel what I'm saying? So, you know, he had going on what he had going on, and I was still trying to upcome. So it's like when you are an upcoming artist, and then you got somebody who, you know,
like is already out of here.
Yeah, he ain't trying to right at the position that he at. Ain't no need for him to turn around and try to reach back. Like, and I ain't even. And we could have did that, like, cause being that we signed to the same, like, we signed to Arnold. Feel me? We could have easily did that. Like, yo, baby, you hot right now. Let me get a track for Tusi. And I'm like, nah, like, that ain't how that's gonna go.
You gonna see your own way.
You gotta be more organic.
Our first time ever working was I was just on his EP. Mm. Like, yeah, that other than that, that was our first time ever working. And our first time ever working was because he came to me and he was like, I wanna put Tusi on this.
You think coming into this shit, like being able to do this shit on your own, like niggas be able to notice you without a feature, helps or hurt?
For sure, cause I mean, my first feature ever was this year, like the Summer Walker shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that was my first ever feature. I don't even like doing features like that.
Yeah, I saw that in another interview. You were saying that you don't really like do features because it just has to happen and the chemistry gotta be right.
For sure, it gotta be organic. Like you gotta fuck with me more than just sitting and doing a song. Like you gotta fuck with me.
Or because you're hot now, what I'm saying? Some shit like that.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I get it. Like it's business, you know, to some people, but to me, like, this my lifestyle. And when that shit become work, I won't have fun with it no more. Mm. So
it
gotta be deeper than just sitting and making a song together, cause at the end of the day, I don't even fuck with niggas. Like, so I don't even know you. You know, music might be entertainment, but you might get on the song and talk about, you could get on the song and be somebody that you really not. And all I'm saying is shit, I fuck with thorough people. 100 people, like.
So if somebody at the top of the charts.
That's real.
If somebody at the top of the charts and they reach out.
Yeah.
What's your mental process behind that? Like, okay, I'm going to fuck with them? Or is it like, I got to sit back and do a resume check?
I'm going to have to do a little bit of research. Feel me? Because at the end of the day, like, you know, yeah, I still got a family to feed, but it got to make sense. Like, make it make sense. Don't just try to come work with me. Like, you know, just with anybody. I ain't even going to say no artist name. Just like with anybody, make it make sense. Feel me? Like, what's your reasoning for wanting to come fuck with me? Other than you haul.
Right.
I could be a bitch ass nigga. I could be a snitch, all types of shit. You feel me?
Fair.
And personally, I don't want to work with nobody like that. Feel me? So.
Right.
Shit, that shit just got, it got to make sense. And I ain't, nigga.
What
ain't
about the other world? What if the, like, the pop stars and country stars and all that shit start calling?
For sure.
You
with
it? For
sure. Man, listen, I like to spend time with people. That's all that it's about. I like to get to know people. Feel me? I'm an empath. You know? For the people that's out there that don't know what an empath is a person.
I'm one of those, too.
For sure. Yeah, look at it.
Yeah.
An empath is a person with the paranormal abilities to apprehend the emotional state of any character. So any way that a person feels, I'm able to adapt to that. You know, I take on people's emotions hard.
And we absorb that.
For sure.
And a lot of the time, it drains us because we're absorbing, like, everybody's shit that's around us.
Yeah, if you
so that's why you got to protect your energy and like protect the people that you have around you.
So you go as deep as to some people who say that they won't shake certain people's hand. They won't
see. I don't do that because my heart big. You know, I love everybody. I feel like respect is earned, not given, but it ain't disrespect. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's you know. To a certain extent, I ain't gonna not shake your hand, all types of stuff, you know.
Right.
I love everybody for sure, but yeah.
What's the best part of it, bro? Like the rap shit, the music shit.
Yeah.
What's the best part of it? Is it obviously you enjoy making more money?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You said what?
No. Go ahead.
You enjoy making more money. Is it the more money? Is it the more women? Is it the fans? Not to put one above the other, but what's the shit that fuels you the most?
The fans.
The fans?
Like, yeah. Yeah, like, it ain't even, it's not about the money. It's not about the bitches. It's not about, it ain't about none of that. Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody got to support me. Like, and what I tell people all the time, like, not even tell people what, you know, I just say all the time, it's just like, in the world, a motherfucker who don't know you, like, you got a few people like that, but a motherfucker who don't know you ain't just going to not like you for no reason. So you either got it or you don't got it. I can't go out and cry about if a motherfucker don't like my shit. Because if they ain't got no reason not to like my shit, if they don't like it, they just don't like it. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't got to tell me you don't like it, because me being me, bitch, I'm going to say something.
Right.
If you tell me you don't like my shit, like, I'm going to be like, who the fuck asked you? Like, I ain't asked you.
Yeah.
For sure. I got a bad attitude. I won't even lie. My attitude bad. That's something I got to work on with it. But yeah, though, for sure.
They got to keep it a buck, though.
Yeah, for sure. But it's like, you know, I just feel like the fans is would do it for me, because I can remember a time I ain't have no fans. I can remember a time I couldn't even get 100 people to come to a show. Mm. Now every show I have sold out, you know, so it's like.
So you one of them, you're doing it, not anything for your fans type people, but like some people like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be out with my fans. It can get risky, you know what I'm saying? The fans can be on some positive shit, but they can be on some bullshit too.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
So are you one of those type of people, though, that's going to interact with them by any means?
Yeah, for sure. I don't, you know, for sure. I definitely could say I'm one of those type of people. I go to the farthest extent from my fans, you know, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I love them. And I want my fans to feel like they know me. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like having a personal attachment to your fans is what keep your fans' longevity. Mm-hmm. So my fans know me for Najor. They don't, like, my fans, like, people could say what they want about YoungBoy, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, his fans know him for Contrell. Like,
facts.
You dig what I'm saying? I never would have knew that nigga name if it wasn't for them.
Mm. Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my fans know me for Najor. You dig what I'm saying? They know me for Najor. They don't know me for Tusi. Like, Tusi make music. Tusi the artist, but Najor, he a person. Like, he come spend time with
us. They rock with you.
For sure. They rock with me for me. So that's what it's about, you know? Like, I feel like that's what's going to keep a nigga longevity.
Yeah, that's what artists got to understand, because it's like, when fans are attached to you as a person instead of an artist, you could go sell shit turds at Burger King, and they'll still come and buy them,
and
they because they fuck with
them.
You, like,
so,
and you're the one that's selling them.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know about those shit turds, but they gonna shit. Like, what you mean, bro?
Like, how hard is it to stay away from the gimmicky shit? You know, what
it when you especially
being a young nigga.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna just say, some people blessed enough to realize the gimmicks. And you have times where, you know, being that we human, we might miss the gimmicks, but that's what we pray for. You feel what I'm saying? Because sometimes you won't be able to peep the gimmicks, but I try my best to stay out the way, you know?
I ain't saying peeping, I'm saying, like, how hard is it for you not to get caught up in trying?
Oh, okay.
The gimmick,
like to fit in.
Yeah, to fit in.
Yeah, okay. Nah, shit. I mean, that ain't hard. I've been myself my whole life, like. Shit, it's 1,000 things wrong with me. I'm one of them type niggas that'll say something about myself before you can say something. For sure. So it ain't hard for me to stay away from the gimmicks, because coming into this, I already had knew what I want. You know, like, I don't even plan on being in this for OD long. Like, feel me? I'm trying to get in here, make my music, do what I do for my fans, you know? Like, I respect Drake, for sure. His music career, I respect Drake, because you never see Drake come out with 1,001 songs no more. And he literally could drop when he want. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get to that point. I'm trying to get into real estate. That's what I want to do. I want to do real estate. I don't, music, lovely. I love music. This my life. But I'm going to do this for some years till my back start hurting. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in real estate. I'm into something different. This is just an avenue for something else. You know, I love it, though. But I'm going to go crazy with this shit while we here. Mm-hmm. For sure, they going to remember me.
Most definitely. How do you deal with the extra added, obviously, female attention now that you're in this space?
Shit, I won't even say that because I was going to say I always had females. But shit, it's like, it's definitely different now. When, I don't know. That shit crazy.
I know we're not going to get all the way to it all the way, but let's just say, hey, you had that moment where you picked up your phone, you looked at your DM, and you was like, I can't fucking believe this shit. She is in my DM.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Or multiple times.
Yeah, okay. I won't lie. I won't lie for sure. Like, few of these niggas' girlfriends.
You said what?
Few of these niggas.
Few of these niggas. Oh,
rap
man.
Niggas, like, industry niggas, you name it. I'm telling you, it'd be bad, and I don't care. I'm going to slay him.
Oh, I was just about to give you benefit. I was going to say you ain't going to get active.
Man, I won't lie to you, bro. I'm human.
Okay.
What's going to stop a nigga from fucking my bitch?
Hey.
Nothing.
Hey. Yeah, and like speaking of that, like I've been listening.
Shooting by these bitches.
Yeah, for sure. So it's different now, though, ain't it?
Shooting by these hoes. Yeah.
He talking about these niggas shooting. Man, I won't lie. Yeah, nah, for sure. Oh, for sure. I won't lie. Like, but, you know.
Shit.
Man, listen. I'm still young. But, like, shit, I've been chilling lately, though, you know, because. But for the most part, I ain't into that, though. I be chilling.
So I've been listening, like, to Pain and Problems for the last few days. I love it. But my question is, and I'm sure all the ladies want to know this, what's the name of the girl that hurt you and where does she live so that we can go get her?
Yeah, like, for sure.
God, like, listen, we gotta do something about this to, like, snap out of that shit, man. Yeah,
man, if I told y'all shorty name, y'all might really go get it. So I'm going to leave it alone. So
you gonna make music about it.
Leave it alone.
Okay,
y'all.
Okay.
I seen one more interview. 13 times. Come out 13 times. Like,
yeah.
What shit she had on you?
Yeah,
bro.
Boy. I don't even know. You know. Hey, but you know.
Man, she gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
She gotta go.
I don't lie to shit. Like with niggas though. Like with men, it's different though. You know when it, like you know as a young man, if you get hurt as a young man, that shit stick with
that
you.
That shit'll scar you.
With females, forever. It's like they get your ass. Man, hey, listen. I get her ass. 13. It was one girl though, but I kept fucking with her and she kept doing shit. I won't lie, that shit scarred me.
Nah, damn, I see you like you be like, goddamn, I do shit for my mama, my niece.
Yeah,
you
know?
Yeah, and you still yeah, like
it's like you raised by women, so yeah, for real, it's like
for sure.
A nigga be more vulnerable to a woman this
yeah,
first go around.
Exactly,
you get what I'm saying?
So
you raised by a woman, you really want to when you meet a woman, you want to treat her how you want it, your mama to yeah, be treated.
For sure,
you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that with these hoes, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking he might have been young, so that's why I respect. He said, nah, you can't do that with these hoes. He told for sure.
You can get lucky.
But see, that's
you
why.
You can get lucky. I ain't gonna think.
So that, but that's why I ain't even settled down right now. Cause I won't even lie to you. Feel me? I got somebody right now who, yeah, like, you know, in the world know who she is. I'm talking about, like, you know, I ain't make her, but Shorty had 2,000 followers, you know, and she had like 100,000+ followers now, like, ever since I posted her. And it's like, she ain't asked for this lifestyle, you know, so she don't really care for it.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure, but it's like, shit, I don't know. I try not to settle down, though, because I just, you know.
It's Instagram, same way how you say you,
yeah,
you zapping
it's a
the
lot
hoe.
That come with that.
These niggas zapping the hoe, bro. You got some niggas that's sniper.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot. Man, I've seen a few rap niggas in their DM, though. But
yeah,
I ain't the type of nigga, like, you know, get out my girl DM. Like, for what?
Yeah. You gotta be
shit,
secure.
If you want, go get that bag from him. Bring it back.
Okay.
Snipe it.
I don't lie. Don't do that on my mama. For sure. So don't do that. I ain't playing. Don't do that. I'm telling you. I'm gonna be on your ass.
So, oh, he's one of the shooters.
Yeah, I won't lie. Hey, what? If she know it. If she know it. For sure.
He's one of the shooters. Well,
hey, listen, though. Okay. Nah, you had that one, though, that, like, yeah, that shit fuck you up, now.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you that. Hey, listen, you get you one that fuck you up, boy. I'm telling you, boy, one of them bitches slide her DM if they want.
So you gonna let her 13 you too?
Oh, shit, no. Shit, no. After shit, the 13 fucked me up. Hey, listen, I don't even know if I got one in me. I might be one and done.
Yeah.
For sure. I know if she do some shit, though, oh, my God, my next shit going to be crazy. I'm going to be like, hey, Boogie, on my next shit, I'm telling you. Whenever hey, Boogie hit his heart, bro, his shit be crazy.
Yeah, a lot of niggas be like that.
Now, real life, nigga be building a fake relationship with these hoes and being in public, then come back and drop some hard ass shit.
Hey, yeah. It works.
It's just how niggas do. Like, it's inspiration. You got to get inspiration out of everything.
They get deep into emotions.
It's a marketing tool.
Especially when you ain't no gimmick. You doing real life shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a nigga can feel that shit, especially they don't grew with you. You know what I'm saying? Your artists, your fans be done grew with you and shit. Mm-hmm. They going through that shit right with you.
Like, they knowing.
Yeah.
Like,
nigga, start something with that bitch. J-Cuck out there. Yeah. So, man, ain't fuck with that bitch. I ain't fuck with you, bitch. Go.
For sure. Telling you.
Nah, when like you say, when it be organic, them fans love you for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would tell a nigga the other day, bro, once you start something, you got to do it. You got to keep doing it.
For sure.
However you get accepted, that's how you got to stay. You try to change it to something else, it ain't going to work.
For sure.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying?
It ain't.
Facts.
It ain't.
Yeah, you got to.
You gotta find, and if you is going to change it,
It gotta evolve. It can't just change.
You
grew into that.
You gotta take them same steps that you took to get to where you at right now.
And it gotta look like you're going to the next level.
Yeah,
when you start them gimmicks, you going to the next gimmick. Like,
yeah, for
next
sure.
gimmick.
You gotta survive.
You gotta look like a gimmick dick hopper.
A rap wiggler.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
What is it, Jay?
A
gimmick dick hopper. Like,
that's deep.
The next gimmick to the next
whatever,
gimmick.
Whatever
next
gimmick,
gimmick
popping, that's what you is.
Yeah, for real.
And it's a few niggas.
Crazy, man.
Listen, on some real shit, it's some people who have survived a long time with this shit. Survived. Seriously.
But they not. Inside they self, they not at peace.
They
like,
fuck,
I'm looking at bro like
No, he different. I'm saying
he like you at peace. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
With being yourself, so, like, and I listen to your shit, like, I fuck with it.
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, when Screen say, you know what I'm saying, Flip say this shit, we gonna do this shit, really, when the buckle in, I've been seeing on Timbaugh page, nigga rocking shit, all that shit, the worst way. So I went and locked in, like, and then talking to you, like, you there. You know
it
what I'm saying?
Sense.
As a young nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't think like that. Like,
yeah, for sure. For sure.
Nah,
for
it's real. And watching all the interview, I watched all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what we had to do for this shit.
Uh-huh. Nigga, definitely.
I was on it, but I went locked in how I went and locked in. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it's about. I appreciate that shit for sure. You know? Just like, you know, even people like y'all. Like, you feel me? Like, this type of shit that keep a nigga going.
Facts.
Feel what I'm saying? And it might get to a point where, like, you know, I get big and I can't reach back to everybody, but...
Yeah, come to Big Fast, bro. But you already big, but if you get bigger, you got to come
saying,
to Big
bro,
Fast.
Bro. It's like...
Give
it's
us your word right now, you coming to Big Fast.
Nah, for sure. I got you, my word.
But look, it's on camera.
Through that. The pandemic, that happened.
Yeah, for sure. But it's like, for sure.
The pandemic, that happened. Bro, some real nigga shit. Like, you finna be doing goddamn...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate it. Shit,
I seen
like,
it, bro. I seen on Timbaugh page, like, who the fuck is this little nigga rocking this shit? You know what I'm saying?
But you know what's so crazy?
I never heard of it, but that shit was going up.
And it's like that though, it's like I'm like kind of like what they never expected to like I wouldn't even say I ain't expected. I kind of had knew like, you know, something was special about me, but like I just ain't never know what the hell I was gonna do. I knew I was gonna do something in life, like and I knew I could make music. I knew I could play football.
Your grandma told you had it on that shit?
Yeah. She did, for sure.
Yeah, nigga, I'm on that shit.
Yeah, for sure. Church, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, shit. Sure. That's how they started you. I'm like, you should sing in the choir.
Yeah.
You letting you know I can hear something in your voice.
My
you
grandma
know
used to try to, she used to try to give me the right gospel songs with no cursing. She'd be like, where the clean versions and all types of stuff. You feel me? I'm like, you know. But yeah, though.
No, that's right.
I always knew it was gonna have something was gonna happen for me. So shit, like just this right here, I appreciate this right here. So yeah, y'all got my word. I'm gonna come back for sure. You know, I won't even lie to y'all. They gonna make me come back. Even if I didn't wanna come back, Arnold Taylor is gonna make me come back for sure. But y'all got my word. I wanna come back for sure. So when it get there, you know, for sure I'll be back and I'm gonna get me some artists. And yeah, I'm gonna bring my artists through here too.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts.
Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what
and
I was
remember
saying
in one of the interviews too, you were speaking also on your relationship with your sister, like yeah. how you like on go for her, like if she calls you, like you getting on a
yeah,
plane,
that's the big
to fucking
sister.
Come right back, like yeah. to smoke some shit.
Yeah.
So that, like when you guys were growing up with her being a big sister, like when y'all used to fight, who won?
I used to beat her ass. I'll call her right now. We, matter of fact, it was when we was moving to North Carolina. Motherfucking, we got to fight, and we used to always fight. I used to fight all my siblings.
Cause you love to fight, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Nah, you was a baby.
Yeah, they used to beat my ass. But I used to beat her ass though, for sure, for sure. Well, now I wouldn't even say I used to beat her ass. I used to lose to everybody. I got.
But these were when you were kids, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was okay. I was like, I had to be like 11.
Yeah, little kid.
I fucked her up though. I don't care. Hell yeah, all them times she beat my ass. But one brother I won't fight though. Like my brother Pooh, I don't be fighting him.
What he do?
Oh nah, he got it. I don't need lie. He beat me.
Wait, Mike Tyson ass.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, he beat me up. Like he looked just like me, skinny, tall. Mm. He taller than me though. But them shits just connect different. Like, you feel them shits for real. Like, my big brother, I fight him. Like, because he could fight, but I know
he ain't got the technique.
He not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
No, brother Pooh going to hurt me.
He fighting for real.
Yes.
He fighting for real.
Yes. That nigga be beating my ass. My sister, she ain't going to hurt me. Like, I'll fight them. My brother Pooh, no. He beat me up like I'm somebody on the streets. And he loved me. I know it. Like, that's what make it worse. Like, damn, like, you love me and you just beat me up like that. Like, you just did me the worst way. What?
Yeah.
Tell you. Bink, bink. Roscoe Jenkins knots, for sure.
That's funny, man.
Yeah. Telling you.
That's funny, man.
Last time I chopped it up with you, I think you said... Favorite restaurant in the A is still Busy B?
Yes, sir.
Still Busy B?
Yeah.
You ain't ventured out.
They ain't got no oxtails right now, though.
You got to get the oxtails from the Jamaican spots, though.
No, listen. Busy B's got a homemade gravy on their oxtails. They ain't had them in 3 weeks because the oxtail prices went up, I guess, right?
Oh, wow. He's serious about the oxtail.
Yeah, what? I'm dead ass. Them shits is crazy. Like, and I come to Atlanta, people be like, I ain't never had Busy Bees. Go.
Shout out my girl Tamika over there.
Okay, so you've been to Busy Bees.
Man, we grew up on that shit. We
yeah, Busy Bees. Yeah, that's just, yeah, that's
a lot of putting every day down there.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck they be talking about? When they said that? Man, I thought, yeah.
No. Hell no. You've been lied to.
Nah, that's
what I'm saying. Man, they've been there 50 years.
Yeah.
Anybody that has gone to any fucking college in the Atlanta University Center,
I thought I put somebody. I'm telling you, I thought I
everybody.
I'm thought I put somebody. Shit, no. For the people that's out of town.
What's his name took it to the next level when he went Killer Mike and Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
When they went, they blew it all the way up. Like, it's a landmark for real.
For sure. Man, they need to endorse me. I'm telling you, I love Busy Bees.
Yeah,
I tell motherfuckers in other states to go to Busy Bees.
That's hard.
I'm telling you. Listen.
Yeah, they got the best food ever in the world.
What else you fuck around? We fuck around like strip clubs.
Man, nah.
No strip clubs.
They be taking my money.
You don't like that?
No. Hell no. I was 16. My first time going to the strip club. I was like 5'4", a bitch. It was a stallion in there. So I'm talking about I'm getting a dance on a pool table. She motherfucking picked me up with her ass. Like, ever since then,
picked you up with her ass.
Man, like, my feet was dangling. Like, I swear I lied to you not. I'm up against the pool table. I'm short now. I'm up against the pool table. My feet on the ground when she dancing on me. She get shaking crazy. Next thing I know, my feet dangling. Like, I'm between her and the
pool
table.
And the pool table, she got you.
Yeah. Out. Like, ever since then, I've been traumatized. Like,
it's traumatized.
Yeah, so I don't really go to the strip club. Up like that.
Damn, dog.
I've been trying. I think about that every time.
Oh,
like, damn, man. I remember that one time. My
she did the cameras around. Huh,
for what? Tell me, my feet. Hey, my feet getting dangling now. I'm telling you.
You going viral.
What? Oh, my God.
You going viral.
I'm telling you, they're going to be like, this nigga so short. They already be calling me short.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
What the grind and the hustle of an upcoming rapper, you know what I'm saying? What do you say to other niggas who's on that grind and that hustle? Because a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, they need motivation, they be frustrated sometimes. Sometimes they take it out on other people. You already said earlier, like, you stand on your product, it is what it is, you're going to do what you do. But what would you say to some of them rap hustlers out there that's trying to get to it?
Stay consistent and be yourself. Like, be all right with being yourself. Cause at the end of the day, people who be themselves is the ones who go the farthest.
Facts.
You know, the real always gonna prevail. I can't be like somebody else and try to be in competition with who he is, cause that's him.
Mm.
For sure.
And you'll lose every time.
For sure. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Yeah. I can't.
Big fact. We need a big fact bomb.
Yeah, we got a big fact bomb.
Make a bomb screen. We need a bomb.
We gotta get a bomb or some type of.
Nah, that was real shit.
Yeah, sound effect.
Some type of sound.
Yeah. That's like
how the fuck you gonna be in competition with a nigga who being himself, but you trying to compete and you somebody else.
Bars.
Yeah, you gotta break that shit down. Big facts, man.
So,
niggas will try. How the fuck I'm gonna compete with? Like, today I'm finna wake up light skinned.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that nigga been light skinned his whole life.
This nigga too light skinned. I'm finna be light skinned tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be you, bro.
Yeah.
You.
Nah, that's
fact. Really shit.
These niggas be lost, in the sauce.
Yeah,
it's
so for so.
It's this Instagram shit, bro. Yeah. That shit is.
I wouldn't even say only Instagram.
I'm saying social media. Yeah, social media cameras, bro. Everybody got their phone. Everything is being captured.
Yeah, you go spend.
You ain't missing nothing no more. Like,
you go spend time with a bitch right now. I guarantee, half of the time y'all spending time, she on her phone. Y'all both probably sitting there on the phone watching TV. Like, that shit, that shit fuck you up for sure.
That's the new date.
That's dope.
Go out.
That shit,
ain't it?
That shit,
you go
dope.
Out, you go out and
go out and be on the phone.
Y'all paying all that money.
Everything right there is like, I ain't got to go to the club, just get a bitch DM or whatever. Like, everything right there, that's crazy.
Yeah, you used to have to go out
to the mall.
That's highly addictive.
Yeah. That's why I feel like that's another reason so much shit be happening too. Like, niggas ain't used to going out like that no more.
You're right.
For sure.
I think that's why this
they
year
so used more to being on their phone. So it's like once you see a nigga, you don't really know how to react.
Exactly.
Niggas used to be able to fight.
Like, I said that same shit. Like this pandemic shit made it worse when everybody came back.
Oh yeah,
like,
for
they
sure.
Know how to act like we outside, nah, like sunlight and shit.
Like we were cavemen or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
oh no,
seriously.
Oh no, it's gonna be even worse. Like when this shit like really open up. Mm-hmm. Man, niggas could just get ready for that shit to get worse. Niggas just
got this shit open in Atlanta. This shit ain't never closed.
Oh yeah, for sure. Atlanta
this shit wide open.
Atlanta wide open. This bitch could shut down right now. It's still wide open.
Yeah, it's gonna be open.
I'm Atlanta is permanently up.
Hey, I seen a like, video. For real. I seen a video of Atlanta niggas there. Like, man, we don't give a fuck about that. Yeah, this nigga don't give a fuck about no pandemic.
Yeah, I ain't never seen no nigga in the house. When clubs they fully packed.
Yeah.
To capacity.
Mm-hmm. But we got the lower state. Our shit was the only one green. I said
that's
these niggas must not be getting tested,
like,
man.
Yeah.
That shit cap, man.
These niggas ain't getting tested.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they reporting the tested shit. I don't believe that shit.
That shit green, bro.
That's trying to keep us in.
That shit green on the TV screen.
Big facts.
Big facts. What's next for you, man? How you gonna end the 2020 off and what's some of your plans for 2021?
Man, just continue to do what I was doing. 2021, I'm trying to put out more music, though. More music, less features. Mm. Less features. I done did a lot of features this year, though. Like, but I ain't just trying to give, like, anybody no features no more. Like, so this year, I'm trying to close this shit out, like, do these features for people. But, like, next year, like, I ain't really trying to do no features like that. Yeah.
And you said earlier, so you, but if somebody's at the top, what about independence? How do you deal with independence and features? Like,
explain a little bit.
Like, say somebody in your town, you don't know them, but they got a little buzz going on.
Yeah.
And they got a little paper and they
want
to fuck with you.
That's a little bit different because sometimes they don't even be about the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, nigga hustle. Nigga got to get his money for sure, but sometimes they don't be about the money. Like, sometimes you just gotta ask yourself, like, you know, what it would have been like if I was in his shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a great way to think.
Yeah, I wish somebody would have reached back, did something with me. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, it's a few little features that I done did, like, free features for people who, you know, who still around my area. But that shit don't be about nothing because, shit, I know what it's like. Like, and at the end of the day, shit, I don't care what nobody say, a face card, everything. A face card, everything. Like, you know, like, long live Nip. That's the type of people I used to look up to, though. You know? I want to be that nigga that's good, like, damn near everywhere. For sure, for sure. One hand wash the other. So, shit, you know? A lot of shit matter, you know? I want to be remembered for something good. You know? So, yeah.
That's hard. You got any words you want to say to the people, the streets, the fans, anything, you know what I'm saying? Some good games, some good motivation, some big facts.
Oh, it's the big step of the well-known flex. The girlfriend ass crusty. Might fuck your bitch in the Tesla, Nissan, Honda, whatever she wanna, you know. It is what it is. Shout out to everybody who support me. Big things coming, 2021. And yeah, big facts, we're going to be back for sure.
The baby mama's ass caresser?
Oh, yeah. The baby mama, the girlfriend ass caresser, the auntie ass caresser, whatever.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
He need nigga hoes alone.
He need nigga hoes, bro.
Man, listen.
Oh,
shit,
God.
It's just like, I would lie. A nigga just used to fuck so many niggas' girlfriends, like. Like
it wasn't on purpose.
It wasn't on purpose. Like kind of
knew something was going on, bro. I ain't saying plotted, but you
man,
knew.
I won't lie. I don't know how it was happening, but they better get them.
So how many times you had somebody like try to approach you about that shit?
Oh, every day.
Oh, every day.
And I don't even be responding to niggas' girls no more. Like a nigga.
Oh, like how many times? Have you ever had a nigga come at you about his girl?
Yeah, nah, I'm saying I don't even be responding. I mean, I don't even be responding to bitches no more. Like, and a nigga still get in her DMs and be like, nigga, stop talking to my girl. But I ain't say nothing.
Right. She in your DMs.
I ain't say nothing back. Like, feel me? She in my shit.
Yeah.
Why you want to fight me? For real. I'm telling you. I'd be like, damn, for all that, I should have fucked her.
Right. At least you had something to fight about.
Yeah.
Give me something to fight about, nigga, because I ain't even going to whoop your ass. I'm just be looking at you like, what I do?
Right.
For real. Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
Why is that shit that we'll conclude with this? Why is that shit so sensitive of a topic? This the whole niggas fucking bitches, niggas fucking niggas bitch. Why is that such
cause
a sensitive
it ain't
topic?
Shit, man.
You gotta look at it like think about if you were the nigga whose bitch was getting fucked, how would you feel?
No, I get it.
The flip side.
Nah, niggas just trying to make every bitch they bitch. Like every bitch you fucking like.
Yeah, you can't love
bitch.
All your hoes. Oh, okay, like,
you know what I'm saying? Like possession. That's the problem. That's how niggas got them
ego and possession.
Getting shooting and shit by them bitches.
Yeah.
Niggas, every nigga like nigga, just cause I fuck this bitch, this my bitch now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like this nigga, he fucking.
Telling you.
Like it's up.
But shit, it's like
nigga, we supposed to see, you gotta have a blind eye.
Like
I don't even see,
like,
bruh, man.
Yeah.
I don't even see what you doing, bro.
Yeah, facts.
I don't even see that that's your hoe.
But see, okay, so, but
oh, you, for real? I'm surprised.
But let's just speak
niggas wanted to be known, like,
yeah.
In general, though, you
I'm
can be
fucking
cool.
That nigga. Man, listen, I'm telling you, I don't say nothing.
Okay.
You can be cool with a dude that used to smash.
You say, huh?
Your main chick.
Yeah, no, could I be
cool?
Yeah,
cordial.
Yeah, cool. Hell yeah,
cool.
Nine times out of ten, I done fucked a few of his.
Okay,
for
fair
sure.
Enough.
Hell yeah,
you do music with.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, if I told you some of the niggas who bitches I fuck, I lied to you. Not you would be like, for real.
Don't tell them, bro.
Don't
tell them. I'm not. But check it like this, right? It's like every bitch. One, I'm gonna just put it like this, and we're gonna leave it at this, right? Feel me? And it ain't even like this no more because I be chilling now. Like I'm in a different state. But it was to a point where like every female want to be normal, right? But they want a taste of what that lifestyle like. So I ain't make it yet. But you got shorty over here who fuck with a famous nigga who bigger than me. But she still want to feel normal. So I always been that one nigga who like. I always been that one nigga who like. She might fuck with a nigga like. I'm talking Adam Sandler famous. But she still want to feel normal because she know a normal nigga gonna make her feel good. Like
you nigga slick your head. He shoot his shot, nail a nigga bitch.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Nah, I'm playing. Nah, I ain't on that time. I don't want no dealings. Like, hey, listen. I'm good. Pride, hey, man. Shit. It's cuffing season. He trying to have me in the doghouse. I'm good money. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I just talking
oh,
shit.
God. Look,
stay away from her, bro. I agree with Bank.
Yeah, man, nah, for some
people
for sure.
Act different. About
yeah, nah, though. I
man. You too fly, bro. You want them fly little nigga, man. Nigga
yeah.
Be mad as hell, bro.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
They be doing that shit.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, he know it. For
you
sure. Hey, these
shit,
niggas
bro.
Be upset. Who? Shit, my nigga Key Glock, what he say? He say, I don't got no rap homes because all they girlfriends want to fuck me. That's my nigga, man.
That's a real line.
Key Glock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for
that's
sure.
A real line.
Yeah, man. That's my nigga, man.
That's a real line. But now that's solid, though. So you ain't fucking, you doing the business. You can do
man.
Whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. From a female perspective, could you?
Could I?
Deal with somebody if you was fucking with somebody and they fucking one of your homies?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I don't care.
That's solid.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't really deal like with females like that anyway, so
it's
like
this, though.
You know, it has to be some sort of business or something involved. So if that's mm-hmm. the case, and we getting money, nothing is
let
gonna
me
block
bring it
the
right
money.
Down. Let's say she has like an establishment, a business, or some shit. Would you, if you knew she used to mess with the dude you messing with or some shit, would you still support her? Or in the back of your head, would you be a little spiteful like, eh, I can't fuck with her because I don't
give a fuck.
Like,
why would I
fuck?
Care?
Okay.
Man, life too short.
We yeah, like
real. Life
why would
too
I care?
Short. Well, like, real talk, I might have met you so that I could meet your friend.
Mm.
For sure.
That's strong right there.
Mm.
That's strong. That's strong.
You hit hard, bro. You hard.
That's deep.
I'm running that shit down.
I might have met you so I could meet your friend. That might be
for
your
sure.
purpose.
For sure. Like,
your purpose
yeah,
might be.
Bitch, you got
to
understand.
You are the
and you got
to
right.
So, yeah.
For
okay.
me to be your friend.
Take me to a greater plateau. Okay, yeah.
So,
purpose.
Hey, look, though, you don't need no.
That's
all. I'm telling you, I might have met you just so
that's
I can
a
meet
fucked
your
up
friend.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Man,
person
listen.
To meet is for people to get the other people.
Man,
to fuck
I, shit. ain't nobody tell you to bump into me like that. For real.
It just was a feeling I felt.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. For sure. Man, it ain't last long. Like, you know, you go through stuff to grow. For sure. So I met you to grow and meet your friend.
I feel like, have you told somebody that before? For sure. Have you actually told somebody that
before? What? Yes. Everybody didn't know how many people I had to hit with that. And that shit work.
Yo. You said that shit work.
Because it's real, though. Like, you can't do nothing but respect it. Like,
no, like.
Man, everything you go through in life is a lesson, right?
What happened to you?
What happened to me?
Other way. That's like, what if it happened to you?
What if you were the stepping stone? What if you were the stepping stone?
Man, it's a blessing because I helped you grow. That's all I can say. It's a blessing. I helped you grow. That's what I'm known for. You an empath, right?
Yeah.
For sure. That's okay. What you known for. You known for helping people.
Say less.
I helped
say
you. Less. Yeah, for sure. So it is what it
point
is.
Point well taken. Okay.
So yeah. You're going to be happy for her success.
Man,
and her.
For sure. Because it's a, I got you. Man, there's so many people in the world. Like, I don't believe that God made one person for one person. You know, life full of options. Adam and Eve had a choice to bite the forbidden fruit. Yo. For sure, life full of options.
Oh man, God.
Yeah.
What you saying is true.
So, that nigga gonna use it all on us.
Right,
that nigga bring the Bible in this shit.
All
I'm telling you, for sure. I'm telling
all
you,
the game.
Crazy, all right, bro. For sure, for sure.
I live on that.
I'm telling you, for sure. This shit is real. Yeah, you got to be prepared.
I don't have any more tears.
Right. My stomach
crazy, man. So,
goodness.
That's what it is, bro. We really salute you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I had fun. Great conversation.
You know, I appreciate y'all for having me.
And you have given us your word as you were saying 10 times platinum, 50 times platinum.
Okay. So,
Forbes list, top three.
They see that for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Niggas saying that because they see that for you. Because
you got the most
shit.
Priceless thing out of anything, fans. And you respect them. That's what you said is the most important.
I appreciate that.
As long as you stay with them fans, the only way is up.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate that, bro, for sure. Yep. So I appreciate all y'all.
Big facts. Big shouts out to Tusu pulling up the big facts. Make sure y'all check us out, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute, we out.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com. BigFactsPod.com. Visit now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.